Rise for Impact. Roundmap's blueprint for an impact-first business plan. The Roundmap Impact First framework represents a transformative approach to business strategy that transcends traditional models or plans. The Rise for Impact blueprint, Responsible Impact and Sustainability Enhancement Plan, is designed to guide organizations in creating a business plan that integrates meaningful impact into every facet of their operations, ensuring sustainability, profitability, and positive change. The Rise for Impact blueprint is a dynamic work in progress, constantly evolving to incorporate new insights and best practices in equitable and sustainable business operations. By adhering to this guide, organizations can align their efforts with the impact-first principles, fostering a future-focused approach that meets today's needs and prepares for tomorrow's challenges. Traditional versus impact-first business plan. A traditional business plan describes the strategies and resources required to maximize profitability and ensure market competitiveness, essential for achieving 20th-century business objectives. The impact-first business plan doesn't settle for the status quo. It aims much higher and challenges you to answer the critical question: how can we align our business strategies, resources, and stakeholder engagement to create sustainable value, drive systemic change, and achieve a purpose-driven impact that benefits both our organization and the broader ecosystem? The following questionnaire is divided into four sections. Impact model: how will we create positive change? Commercial model: how will we create value? Revenue model: how will we generate income? Operating model: how will we deliver value? P.S. Notice that we start with the impact model, the cornerstone of your aspired endeavor. It represents the desired outcome and guides the rest of your planning. Rise for Impact. Blueprint for an impact-first business plan. A. Impact model: how will we create positive change? Impact statement: purpose and goals. Articulate the business's overarching goals regarding the positive impact it seeks to create. Point 1. What are the specific social, environmental, and economic impact goals we aim to achieve, and how do these goals align with our broader mission and core values to create a positive, lasting impact on our stakeholders and the planet? Long-term vision. Describe the long-term vision for how the business's impact will contribute to societal and environmental well-being. Point 1b. What is our long-term vision for the social, environmental, and economic impact we aim to achieve, and how do we plan to sustain and scale these impacts over time to drive continuous positive change? Alignment with core values. Explain how the impact aligns with the core values and principles of the Impact First framework. Point 1c. How do our impact goals and initiatives align with our core values, and how will we ensure that our actions consistently reflect these values in pursuit of creating a positive and sustainable impact? Stakeholder interest assessment. Identification of stakeholders. List all relevant stakeholders, including customers, employees, investors, community members, and suppliers. Point 2. Who are the key stakeholders affected by or interested in our business operations and impact initiatives, and how do we identify and prioritize their needs, concerns, and expectations? Stakeholder needs and interests. Analyze and document each stakeholder group's needs, interests, and concerns. Point 2b. What are our key stakeholders' specific needs, concerns, and interests, and how can we effectively address and incorporate these into our business strategies and impact initiatives to ensure their engagement and support? Prioritization of stakeholders. Determine the priority of each stakeholder group based on their influence and interest in the business. Point 2c. How will we prioritize our stakeholders based on their influence, interest, and impact on our business operations and sustainability goals, and what criteria will we use to ensure a balanced and fair approach in addressing their needs and concerns? Stakeholder engagement plan. Engagement objectives. Define clear objectives for engaging with each stakeholder group. Point 3. What are our specific objectives for engaging with our stakeholders, and how do these objectives align with our sustainability and impact goals to ensure meaningful and productive interactions? Engagement strategies. Outline specific strategies and channels for communication and engagement with stakeholders. Point 3b. What strategies and methods will we use to engage with our stakeholders effectively, ensuring regular communication, feedback collection, and active participation in our sustainability and impact initiatives? Feedback mechanisms. Establish processes for gathering and responding to stakeholder feedback. Consider forming a board comprising key stakeholders to provide ongoing insights and guidance. Point 3c. What systems and processes will we establish to collect, analyze, and respond to stakeholder feedback, ensuring their insights are integrated into our decision-making and continuous improvement efforts? Collaboration initiatives. Develop plans for collaborative initiatives that involve stakeholders in achieving the business's impact goals. 3D. What initiatives and collaborative projects can we develop with our stakeholders to drive mutual benefits, enhance our sustainability and impact efforts, and foster long-term partnerships? Social and environmental impact goals. Impact goals. Set specific, measurable social and environmental impact goals aligned with global frameworks such as the UN Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. 4. What specific, measurable social and environmental impact goals do we aim to achieve, and how do these goals align with our broader mission and core values to create positive and lasting change? Impact reporting. Regularly report progress toward these impact goals, ensuring transparency and accountability. 4b. How will we track, measure, and transparently report our progress toward achieving our social and environmental impact goals, and what frameworks and standards will we use to ensure accountability and continuous improvement? Continuous learning and innovation learning culture. Foster a culture of continuous learning and improvement within the organization, encouraging experimentation and innovation. 5. How will we foster a culture of continuous learning and development within our organization, encouraging innovation, adaptability, and the integration of new insights and best practices to enhance our sustainability and impact efforts? Feedback loops and learning cycles. Establish continuous feedback and iteration mechanisms on products, services, and business processes. 5b. What mechanisms will we establish to regularly gather and analyze feedback, monitor outcomes, and integrate lessons learned into our practices, ensuring continuous improvement and innovation in our sustainability and impact initiatives? Adaptive leadership. Leadership development. Invest in programs emphasizing adaptive leadership skills, emotional intelligence, and whole system thinking. 6. What programs and initiatives will we implement to develop adaptive leadership skills within our organization, ensuring our leaders can navigate change, drive innovation, and foster a culture of sustainability and impact? Scenario planning. Use scenario planning to prepare for future possibilities and ensure the business can adapt to changing conditions. 6b. How will we incorporate scenario planning into our leadership development, ensuring our leaders can anticipate potential challenges, adapt strategies accordingly, and make informed decisions to maintain resilience and drive our sustainability and impact goals? Review and adaptation. Continuous improvement. Processes for regular review and adaptation of the business plan to ensure it remains aligned with the impact first principles and responds to changing circumstances. 7. What processes and mechanisms will we establish to regularly review our strategies, operations, and impact initiatives, ensuring we continuously learn, adapt, and improve to enhance our sustainability and achieve our long-term goals? Stakeholder feedback. Mechanisms for gathering and incorporating feedback from stakeholders. 7b. How will we systematically collect and incorporate feedback from stakeholders into our review processes, ensuring that their insights inform our strategies and contribute to our continuous improvement and adaptation efforts? B. Commercial model. How will we create value? Executive summary. Vision and mission. A clear statement of the business's vision and mission, emphasizing the commitment to meaningful impact and sustainability. 8. How does our vision articulate our long-term aspiration for positive impact, and how does our mission define our actions to achieve this vision through sustainable and ethical practices? Company description. Detailed overview of the company's history, purpose, and organizational structure. 8b. What is our company's background, and how does our organizational structure support our mission and sustainability goals? Purpose of this plan. This section provides an overview of the plan's objectives and desired outcomes, the immediate reasons for creating the business plan and its intended impact. 8c. What specific objectives and goals this business plan aims to achieve, and how do they align with our mission to drive sustainable and impactful growth? Core values. A concise list of the core values, impact, and first principles that will guide all business decisions and actions. 8d. What fundamental principles and values guide our organization's actions and decisions, and how do they support our commitment to sustainability, ethical practices, and positive social impact? Leadership team. A brief overview of the leadership team, highlighting their experience, skills, and commitment to fostering a culture of sustainability, innovation, and ethical practices. 8d. How does the leadership team's expertise and vision align with and support our strategic goals for sustainability and impact, and how will they foster a culture that drives these initiatives forward? Market analysis. Industry overview. Current trends, challenges, and opportunities in the industry. 9. What are the industry's current trends, challenges, and opportunities, and how do they impact our strategic direction and sustainability goals? Target market. Detailed target market description, including demographics, needs, and preferences. 9b. Who are our primary and secondary target markets? What are their specific needs and behaviors, And how can we effectively address and engage them while promoting sustainability and social impact? Competitive landscape. Analysis of key competitors, their strengths and weaknesses, and how the business will differentiate itself. 9C. Who are our main competitors? What are their strengths and weaknesses? And how can we leverage our unique value proposition and sustainability initiatives to gain a competitive advantage? Business model and strategy. Value proposition. Clear articulation of the business's unique value, aligned with the impact first principles. 10. What unique benefits and solutions do we offer to our customers? And how do these align with our commitment to sustainability, social impact, and long-term value creation? Partnerships and collaborations. Key partnerships and collaborative efforts that will support the business's goals. 10b. Who are our key partners and collaborators? And how can these relationships enhance our sustainability efforts, drive innovation, and expand our impact? Whole system analysis. Identify and analyze the interdependencies within the business ecosystem, including suppliers, partners, and the broader community. 10c. What are the relationships and interdependencies between the different components of our business model, and how do they collectively support or hinder our sustainability and impact goals? Evaluate how changes in one part of the system affect the whole, ensuring decisions are made while comprehensively understanding their ripple effects. 10d. How do changes to individual components of our business model affect the overall system? And what strategies can we implement to ensure these changes enhance our operational efficiency and sustainability? Competitive advantages. Backstage competitive advantages. The internal processes, capabilities, and resources that give us a competitive edge. These include efficient operations, innovative technologies, and solid internal expertise that support our sustainability and impact goals. 10e. What internal processes, capabilities, and resources provide us a competitive edge, and how do these support our sustainability and impact goals? Onstage competitive advantages. The visible aspects of our business that differentiate us from competitors. They include customer interactions, brand presence, and public-facing initiatives highlighting our commitment to sustainability and social impact. 10f. What visible aspects of our business, such as customer interactions and brand presence, differentiate us from competitors and highlight our commitment to sustainability and social impact? Product, service offering. Description of products, services. Detailed information about the products or services offered, focusing on how they create meaningful impact. 10.11. What are the key features and benefits of our products, services, and how do they address the needs of our target market while aligning with our sustainability and impact objectives? Innovation and development. Plan for continuous improvement and innovation to stay adaptive and relevant. Regularly hold workshops and collaborative sessions with stakeholders to co-create solutions and innovations. 10.11b. What are our strategies for continuous innovation and development of our products, services, and how do we ensure that these innovations enhance sustainability, meet evolving customer needs, and maintain our competitive advantage? Lifecycle assessments. To minimize negative environmental and social impacts, incorporate assessments of products and services' entire lifecycle, from creation to disposal. 10c. What strategies and practices do we have to identify, assess, and mitigate any potential adverse environmental and social impacts of our products, services throughout their lifecycle? Circular economy practices. Implement practices that promote the circular economy, such as recycling, upcycling, and designing for reuse. 10d. How do we evaluate the environmental and social impacts of our products, services throughout their lifecycle? And what practices can we implement to promote a circular economy, including reducing waste, recycling, and reusing materials? C. Revenue model. How will we generate income? Revenue streams. Description of revenue sources. Outline the primary revenue sources. 10.12. What diverse and sustainable revenue streams can we develop, and how do they align with our mission to create positive social and environmental impact? Pricing strategy. Explain the pricing strategy for products or services. 10.12b. How will we develop a pricing strategy that reflects the value of our products, services, ensures affordability and accessibility for our target market, and supports our commitment to sustainability and social impact? Financial plan. Budget and projections. Detailed financial projections, including revenue, expenses, and profitability over the next 3 to 5 years. 10.13. How will we project our financial performance, including revenue and expenses, and what is our budget plan to ensure the allocation of resources aligns with our sustainability and impact goals? Funding requirements. Explanation of funding needs and potential sources of capital. 10.13b. What are our specific funding needs to support our sustainability and impact initiatives, and how will we secure and allocate these funds to ensure fair and effective use? Fair profit distribution. Plan for equitable profit distribution among stakeholders. 13C. How will we ensure that profits are distributed equitably among all stakeholders, including employees, shareholders, and community partners, while reinvesting in sustainable practices and organizational growth? Marketing and sales strategy. Brand positioning. How the business will position itself in the market, emphasizing its commitment to impact and sustainability. 14. How will we position our brand to highlight our commitment to sustainability, innovation, and social impact, differentiating ourselves from competitors and resonating with our target audience? Marketing plan. Detailed plan for reaching and engaging the target audience, including digital marketing, content strategy, and community engagement. 14b. How will we develop a comprehensive marketing plan that effectively communicates our sustainability initiatives, engages our target audience, and drives brand loyalty and awareness? Sales strategy. Sales approach and tactics to convert leads into loyal customers. 14c. How will we develop a sales strategy that aligns with our sustainability goals, effectively reaches our target market, and drives revenue growth while maintaining our commitment to ethical practices and social impact? D. Operating model. How will we deliver value? Operational plan. Operations plan. Outline of daily operations, supply chain management, and workflow processes. 15. How do our daily operations and supply chain management practices align with our sustainability objectives and operational efficiency? Sustainable practices. Implement sustainable practices across all operations, from supply chain management to waste reduction. 15b. What specific sustainable practices will we implement in our operations to minimize environmental impact, promote resource efficiency, and support our overall sustainability goals? People-centric processes, employee engagement, well-being initiatives, and inclusive workplace practices. 15c. How will we design and implement processes prioritizing employee well-being, fostering a supportive and inclusive work environment, and enhancing overall organizational effectiveness? Technological integration. Leveraging technology to enhance sustainability efforts, improve operational efficiency, and support scalable impact initiatives. 15d. How will we leverage technology to support and enhance our sustainability and impact initiatives, ensuring efficiency and scalability? Cultural integration. Embedding an impact-first approach into the company culture to ensure all employees align with and contribute to sustainability goals. 15e. How will we integrate our impact-first approach into the company culture beyond leadership, ensuring all employees are aligned with and actively contributing to our sustainability and impact goals? Inclusivity and diversity. Promoting inclusivity and diversity within the organization to ensure a fair, equitable, and diverse work environment. 15f. How will our practices and policies promote inclusivity and diversity within our organization and stakeholder engagements? Agility and resilience. Strategies to ensure the business can adapt to changing circumstances and recover from setbacks. 15g. How will we build operational agility and resilience to quickly adapt to changes, manage risks, and ensure continuity while supporting our sustainability and impact objectives? Greater than governance and accountability. Organizational structure. Description of the organizational structure, including roles and responsibilities. 16. How is our organizational structure designed to support ethical governance, transparency, and accountability? And how does it facilitate effective decision-making and stakeholder engagement in our sustainability and impact initiatives? Legal and regulatory compliance. Ensuring compliance with legal and regulatory requirements to support sustainability goals and ethical practices. 16b. What legal and regulatory requirements must we meet, and how do they impact our sustainability goals and strategies? Governance practices. Policies and practices to ensure transparency, accountability, and ethical decision-making. 16c. What governance practices and policies will we implement to ensure transparency, ethical behavior, and accountability in our operations? And how will these practices support our sustainability and impact goals? Environmental stewardship. Going beyond compliance to improve our environmental footprint and promote sustainable practices. 16d. How will we go beyond compliance to actively improve our environmental footprint, integrate sustainable practices, and demonstrate environmental stewardship in all our operations? Impact measurement. Metrics and KPIs to measure the social and environmental impact of the business. 16e. What metrics and evaluation methods will we use to measure our social, environmental, and economic impact, and how will we report these results to ensure transparency and accountability to our stakeholders? Risk management. Risk assessment. Identifying potential risks and their impact on the business. 17. What potential internal and external risks could impact our sustainability and impact goals, and what methodologies will we use to identify, assess, and prioritize these risks? Mitigation strategies. Strategies to mitigate identified risks and ensure business continuity. Point 17b. What proactive strategies and measures will we implement to mitigate identified risks? And how will we ensure these strategies are adaptable and effective in addressing potential threats to our sustainability and impact objectives? Implementation Timeline Action Plan. Detailed timeline of key milestones and actions required to implement the business plan. Point 18. What specific actions and initiatives are required to achieve our sustainability and impact goals? And what is the timeline for executing these actions, including key milestones and responsible parties? Resource allocation. Allocation of resources, financial, human, and technological, to support the implementation. Point 18b. How will we allocate the necessary financial, human, and technological resources to ensure the successful implementation of our sustainability and impact initiatives? And what mechanisms will we use to monitor and adjust these allocations as needed? Appendix Supporting Documents Resume. This structured blueprint ensures that the Roundmap Impact First Business Plan is comprehensive, actionable, and aligned with the values and principles that drive meaningful and sustainable business success.